Well, thank you, Beth, and good morning, everyone. Welcome to today's In Touch. In Touch is heard Monday through Friday at 11:40 a.m. And today we're joined via the phone by Emily Feenstra, Managing Director of Government Relations at the American Society of Civil Engineers and a member of the Americans for Transportation Mobility Coalition. Emily, welcome into the show today. We've got some big news to talk about. It's kind of been all over the newspapers and the news reports. But some good news coming, I hope. Thank you for joining us today here on the show.
Yes, certainly. It's been a big day for infrastructure that's been a long time coming in our minds.
Yeah, we're talking about this plan that President Biden has kind of put out there, and it's going to address some much-needed improvements in infrastructure repairs. Where do we start with this conversation?
Sure. I think it's important to start with, you know, where we are as a country and communities across the country, including in Iowa and Illinois, what we're facing when it comes to our roads and bridges and inland waterway networks. And the reality is we're in pretty rough shape. The American Society of Civil Engineers puts out its infrastructure report card every 4 years, and we had it timed to come out actually just a few weeks ago, and our nation's infrastructure is at a C minus. That's actually the first time we've been out of the D's, but it's certainly not something you'd, you know, want your child to bring home from school. We've got a lot of work to do, and you can see that as it plays out in Iowa and Illinois. Illinois had a C minus overall grade in 2018, and Iowa had a C, and that's largely due to roads, bridges, and your navigable waterway system.
Now, is this because maybe these items have been neglected over the years? What's kind of the reasoning behind this?
I think cities and states are doing the best they can with really limited funding, but, you know, we built out a lot of these systems, our roads and bridges and the locks and dams, many, many years ago, you know, in the 1950s or even earlier. In the Northeast, we've got some water pipes underground that date back to the Civil War. So we made these legacy investments, and then we kind of took a generation off from doing the maintenance needed to keep them in a state of good repair. So if you think about, you know, you put a roof on your house and then you don't think about it for 30 years, the upkeep is going to cost a lot more. So cities and states have been raising revenue as much as they can, but they've lost that strong federal government partner. Funding hasn't increased since 1983 for the gas tax. So we're looking, and we're hopeful with yesterday's announcement with the jobs plan and what Congress is doing, that they'll restore the federal government as that strong partner and help communities across the country get their roads and bridges into that state of good repair that we all deserve.
Emily, I know that the folks on the other side of this issue may just look at the price tag and say, oh my goodness, that is a tremendous amount of money to spend. And I know that's what I'm hearing, is that, you know, boy, that's a lot of money. But that is something that the benefits are incredible. I mean, isn't it something that, like, impacts you and I and everybody else, whether it be creation of jobs, safer travel, better fuel efficiency? I mean, there's just so many benefits to this, right?
Exactly. And yes, we hear some of the sticker shock, absolutely. But when you think about it, what people don't realize is that American families are already paying. There's almost this hidden tax. You know it intuitively when you hit a pothole one too many times and your car gets out of alignment, or there's a water main break that shuts down a business, or even an electricity blackout, you know, that spoils the food in your fridge, or even worse. Those things cost money, and we've quantified that, and it actually costs American households $3,300 a year in personal disposable income. So kicking the can down the road, having that sticker shock, actually costs us already. So we need to do something about it and make those investments.
And you're also creating some great quality jobs. We're not talking about, you know, jobs that we're talking about good jobs with professional people that are going to go out there and stay busy getting things fixed up.
Absolutely. There's a definite multiplier effect. It creates lots of good, well-paying jobs, as you said, in sectors in transportation, construction, and in the water sector as well. These are jobs that pay dividends. It gets our goods to market quicker. You know, I know that you all have quite a network of inland waterways. When the barges get stuck and we can't get those agricultural goods out to market, you know, that hurts businesses. So really, infrastructure is that foundation for economic growth and jobs as well.
And I'm guessing that one of the final benefits is the fact that it helps our trade as a nation, and we need some help with that and having easier ways of transporting materials and being more competitive trade-wise definitely helps us.
Yes, you've heard that probably that's a big point for President Biden, is that our stature in the world, you know, we're 13th when it comes to competitiveness for our nation's infrastructure. We need our ports to stay competitive. We need our goods to get to market. And I think American communities deserve to have the best infrastructure in the world. And this will help us get us there with some of those Build Back Better principles.
What's next then? What's kind of the timetable? Because I'm going to be truthful. I heard about this being announced, but I didn't really look into it. How's this laid out, and how long does this kind of entail? I know it goes far into the future, right?
That's a great question, and I think it's on everyone's mind. There's not an exact answer, but we are early in the process, I would say. You know, President Biden and the administration have laid out their vision and a plan, but it's now up to Congress to come up with some legislation to implement that plan or whatever form it takes. I think there's going to be a lot of negotiating, a lot of discussion and debate, healthy debate. But this is an issue that's always been bipartisan, and I think the American people want the government to work together. And so we're hopeful that over the coming months, there'll be bipartisan agreement on some solutions, again, to help American communities in this period of economic recovery.
Okay, let's just kind of talk any loose ends that we need to tie up here, Emily, and what can we do as individuals?
Great question. I think, you know, we are at a crossroads here as we look to ways to jumpstart and energize our economy. I think investing in infrastructure across the U.S., including Iowa and Illinois, is really going to pay dividends. It's going to put people back to work. We're going to create resilient communities and really a better quality of life. So we're excited and hopeful at this opportunity. It's not going to be an easy process, but it's going to be worth the wait.
Well, we certainly appreciate your time, and we'd like further updates from your organization, because I know this is going to be on our minds for quite a while, and it does impact everybody on a daily basis, some, you know, in different ways than others, but it's very important to talk about, and we sure appreciate your time today.
Thank you so much. It's been wonderful being with you.
That's today's In Touch on WCCI. Our guest has been Emily Feenstra, Managing Director of Government Relations at the American Society of Civil Engineers and a member of the Americans for Transportation Mobility Coalition. In Touch airs weekday mornings at 11:40 right here on WCSCI and WCSCIRadio.com.